28 million children in the U.S. do not have a playground within a 10-minute walk of their home. And children from lower-income neighborhoods tend to have less access to parks and playgrounds than those in high-income areas. But as special correspondent Kat Wise reports, a nonprofit is working to end those play space inequities.
What did you do in school today?
I went on a playground.
After a long day at work, lifelong Baltimore resident Brandy Walker often takes her kids to one of their favorite places in the neighborhood.
Oh my God, I'm gonna get dizzy!
The Harlem Park Elementary and Middle School Playground. It's a fun place to be, says Walker's 11-year-old son, Jordan.
My favorite part is when I'm on the spinning thing and the monkey balls. I like to play with my friends and my family.
But this colorful playground wasn't always so fun.
In previous years, the playground was, to me, sad. There was just a black top in a field. The playground didn't allow the children activities to build gross motor skills.
Many of Baltimore's playgrounds are in need of a makeover. This year, a citywide assessment found 112 playgrounds at schools and parks in the city are in poor condition. Most of them are in neighborhoods with predominantly low-income communities of color.
People of color are absolutely disproportionately impacted by place-based inequity.
Lisa Ratliff is the CEO of Kaboom, a nonprofit started in 1996 that's helped build or improve more than 17,000 playgrounds around the country, including Harlem Parks in 2016.
Because of historical and racialized disinvestment in our communities, kids don't have places to play in their schools or near their houses. People of color have suffered, and people of color have experienced lower budgets, lower resources, and quite frankly, lower prioritization in making sure they have what they need to thrive.
She says now more than ever, play spaces are needed as many children cope with mental health issues due to the pandemic.
The science tells us that our well-being, our physical, our mental health is affected by having great places to be outdoors, connect with our earth, connect with our fellow human beings, that there is really no stronger remedy to physical and mental health and what we call a sense of belonging in community.
We know what's possible here.
Ratliff recently visited a playground about to get a makeover with officials from Baltimore's Public School District and the Recreation and Parks Department.
So there are actually going to be two play spaces here. So
Kaboom partners with local government and community organizations to identify neighborhoods in greatest need of a playground, and then helps find funders and facilitates the planning and building of the playground. Members of the community, including kids, also play an important role, providing their input on designs and helping on build days. Earlier this year, Kaboom received a big boost, $14 million from philanthropist Mackenzie Scott. Playgrounds have recently been built at Butterfly Park in Milwaukee, Chinatown in Philadelphia, and in San Francisco's Heron's Head Park, where kids now play in a nature-inspired space. But Baltimore has been a big focus. More than 40 playgrounds have been built or improved there over the last two decades.
As a young person who grew up here in Baltimore, living in Park Heights, I know how much rec and parks facilities can really help young people.
Go, go, go!
Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott says he appreciates Kaboom's partnerships with his city, and he wants to do more. $41 million from the American Rescue Plan have been designated for upgrading Baltimore's parks and recreational facilities.
Developing a playground is like developing a child to grow into their full self. They're gonna be in a safe place, right? They're gonna be able to be physically healthy. It helps with their mental health. It allows their family to experience things. It's a sense of community that they get from being with other folks. And that's what you need to grow healthy and safe communities.
In April, Kaboom launched a new $250 million initiative with the goal of ending place-based inequity in 25 communities in the next 5 years. What does that look like? A high-quality playground near every child's home or school, according to Kaboom. Baltimore was the first city selected for the new program. More than 50 playgrounds will be built or improved in the next few years.
This is a solvable problem. It is fairly low cost and high impact. We can make some significant advancements that don't just have immediate benefits, but have long-term benefits for our communities and our kids.
Back in Harlem Park, Brandy Walker says her neighborhood's rebuilt playground has helped her kids and her.
When we come to the playground, I just feel safer, and I'm able to relax and debrief from the day before going home and starting our evening. Good job, Taylor, up top.
For PBS News Weekend, I'm Kat Wise.